Okay, so we're in Tazria Mitzvah this week, and dealing with the Tumas Negayim. And we have a fascinating dialectic in the Halacha. The Pasuk says in Rishon, Shein Mechubar, and if Yom Heroes Bo, Besar Chayitma. So the Teres Kohanim, it's also the Gemara in Moed Katan, Dav Zayin, said it by Rashi, Uvi Yom Atam Belomar, Lulamed Sheyesh Yom Shata Roa Bo, Vyesh Yom Shenata Roa Bo. That you hold off on diagnosing the tzaras, the simchas haregel, and also the shivas yemei hamishta in the context of a chasan. And this is, of course, predicated on the fundamental that was introduced earlier, v'huva, El Aharon HaKohen, O El Achad Mibanav HaKohanim. So Rashi says there, V'huva El Aharon HaKohen, Gezeras HaKasav Hu, She'ein Tumas Negoyim, V'taharasan Ela Al Pi Kohen. So because this halacha is true, in other words, you don't have taras till the Kohen declares it, right, so this is already recorded in the Gemara, there's implications to Dinei Mamonos, V'tziva HaKohen, Ufinues Habayis. So on the one hand, right, it makes a lot of sense for us to say, okay, it's bad enough, he's going to be Badad Yeshev Yechutz L'Nachan Amboshavo, but we're not going to be Ma'arbev Simchas HaRegel, we're not going to be Ma'arbev Simchas Chasan V'Kala, Sim Rachmanas, and we're going to delay V'yom Heroz Bo Basar Chai Yitma Yesh Yomim She'i Ata Roebo. Okay. Challenges. If you take a look at the Rambam, Hochos Tumas Taras in Perek Yud, we've spoken about this in the past in terms of the Chumros of the Mitzora, who's essentially in self Avelos relative to the standard Avel, is that one of the dinim that I find most striking is that, you know, when you're actually dealing with the mace and not with the Mitzora that's Nachshav Kameis, so the regel is mastic the Avelos. But the Rambam says explicitly, Tumas Taras, Perek Yud, Alachavav, that the mitzora doesn't have the same benefit, and it's noeg b'shabasos v'yamim tovim in all of the halachos of tzaras, friu frima v'al safam yata badad yishev michutz l'machane moshavo. And the question is sort of like a fascinating issue. On the one hand, you know, if we haven't diagnosed him yet, we're going to delay the chalos shem Tzarua until passage of the Shivas Yimei HaMishta or the Shivas Yimei HaRegel. Meidach, if he's already in the status of Taras, the Regel has no, unlike the Avel, the Regel has no capacity to be mafsik, you know, his practice of Taras, of Dinei Taras. So how exactly would it make sense in this? So I think, again, on the one hand, in terms of so this is a fascinating part of the, you know, tzaras, halachic rubric, that it's not tzaras until the Kohen says it's tzaras. It talks about how this pasuk also, v'yom heros bo basar chayitma, is the makor that din has to be by yom. There are other dinim as well, the other psukim as well, but that's one of the makoros. So, the fact that we can have some flexibility in terms of when we're koveya as a chiddush, right? You might say it has to be done right away. So maybe it's not just an obstruction of justice. Maybe we have to, you know, act with tzrizos. But for good enough reason, you can understand that we're going to delay simchas chasan mekala, simchas haregel. That we can understand. I think the back end is a little bit more challenging. So why is there no benefit? The regel is so important that we're going to delay being koveya, the shame of the mitzora, of the tzarua. So, why isn't the regel sufficient to be mafsik, yimei, muchlata? So I think this is, gets to like a fundamental point that the nature of tzaras is somebody who's an avil on himself, as opposed to an avil for another mace. Right, it's self-mourning, and that'll become clear through our analysis. Al nasi chames, the tzaras is more, you know, habeas corpus. Where's the body? The tzaras is itself a form of death, the death of the basar in that area, and you know, the person is in avelos over whatever nega tzaras tiyeva kisiyeva adam, whatever they did, primarily in mikra lashon hara. But we know the Gemara Nerchin has a shiva. Avonos negayim ba'inim al gasas haruach, shvichos damim, gazel, other such things. So whatever the avera was, and now we're in a state of avelos, adam al atzmo, until the taras passes through. And I think this is essentially the explanation for why the regel is incapable of being mafzik like it is for standard avelos. And what happens to standard avelos? The person's experiencing, as Rav explained, Hester Panim Avelos, and that can't coexist with Simchas HaRegel. And the Gemara says, so Yavo Ase Derabim V'Yidcha Ase Diyachid. So the Ase Derabim, everybody's Mechuyavin, and only he is Mechuyavin Avelos. But I think the deeper and implicit assumption of that Gemara is that he's part of the Rabim. So the Ase Derabim is also Shayachtim, it's also relevant. And therefore, his aseh diyachid is going to yield to the aseh the rabbin because he's fundamentally part of that rabbin. B'haraya, right, in the chanaf gemina gedola mizo, that when it comes to an avel, there's nichum avelim. The community has an obligation to reach out to him. B'agvi de'vetam yishtikusa, to be there, to be present for him, just in silence, but to show them, to show their care with their presence. Me'idach, right, badad yeshev, it's exactly the opposite. And here, there can't be a Yavo Ase de Rabim V'Yidcha Ase de Yachid. We wish there was, but he's completely cut off. Maybe it's a natural consequence of his own actions, but he's completely cut off. So the regel has no capacity to be mafsik, his Avelos L'Atzmo, his Tzaras, because there is no Ase de Rabim as it relates to him. There's an Asi the Rabbim within the Machaneh, but he's, you know, again, Tamei Yikra, he's completely isolated by virtue of his own actions. So yes, the Regel is very important. And Halava, as long as he's still a member of the community, we can, that's Babi Cheshbon, and we can delay his Tzaras until, you know, the Regel has passed, or until the personal Regel, Shavas Yimei HaMishneh, has passed. Well, once he's outside, that's the tragedy of the Mitzvah. In some ways, this halacha captures the tragedy of the Mitzvah, is that there is no rabbim that can bring him back in, because by virtue of his actions, particularly Lashon Hara, could be other things, right? He's behaved in an asocial manner, and therefore, we're unable to bring him back in. You can't say in this case, Yavo Aseh the Rabbim, Yidcha Aseh the Yachid, because the Aseh the Rabbim, fundamentally, it's not capacious enough to include somebody whose essence is michutz l'machaneh moshevel. And I think within that framework, now we can appreciate so much more that pasuk in Baaloscha ve'am lo nasa ad heyaseif Miriam. It's an interesting word, ad heyaseif Miriam. That Miriam was ne'esefes asocha machana. She was brought back ne'esefes asocha machana. Like she was lost from the machana. The maintenance of that chibur between the people and Miriam is so much more impressive, given the fact that she's not really part of the machaneh anymore, given the fact that a regel would have no impact on her because the aseh derabim does not include somebody who's michutz hamachaneh moshevo. It's even more impressive that they were able to maintain, tenuous as it was, this chibur am lo nasa ad heyaseif Miriam.